Hiya everyone, welcome back to the Antidepressants podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Laura, and we are here to answer some agonies. Welcome to episode 3. Today's agony, why don't they message as much as they used to?
Oh, because they don't care.
Because they don't care. Basically,
end of message.
There's no else to say. End of podcast. We're done.
See you
next
week.
That's a short
one.
Bye. See you later. Bye. No, like, I think, to be honest, to be brutally honest, people, when people care and people are interested, I'm going to assume this is a romantic sense.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to, because otherwise, why would you care that much about whether somebody's messaging you? So, in a romantic sense, people go out of their way a message. Like, they just do because they want to share your time and they want to know what you're up to. So, when somebody isn't doing that, I mean,
it just,
it's kind of self-explanatory.
I know. And it's really, it's unfortunate because obviously this happens to everyone. It's happened to both of us. And it's horrible to sit and think, like, right, it means they've lost interest because you want to give them the benefit of the doubt and you think, oh, well, maybe they're busy and
nobody,
this, that, and the other.
I'm telling you now, nobody is that busy.
Because if you're excited to message someone, you message them.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually take that long.
Yeah, totally.
Or even if you're at work or whatever, you know when, like, you can tell. Because when you're talking to somebody who wants to speak to you, they message you as soon as they get out of work or if they're on the lunch break or something.
Like, as soon as they go on their lunch break, they'll send you a message or, yeah, like, I just think, stop waiting. Stop waiting for that message or those messages because it's kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah.
Don't waste your energy on somebody who clearly doesn't care enough to give you your own energy back.
No.
Like, you don't want to be in an energy deficit in a relationship, like,
you have to be frank with yourself and just admit, like, you know, it's probably because they're losing interest or they don't particularly care or they're maybe talking to multiple people. But I don't think it's ever, like, a good reason. It's not because they're in love with you, do you know what I mean? Why they don't message you.
Yeah, and, like, obviously, people can be busy. People have demanding things. People have demanding jobs, whatever. Well, that's it. Whatever. Like, I don't care. Send us me message or else I'll, like, burn your house down.
I don't care if you're working for the government or James Bond or whoever. You make time for me.
But, like, it's true, though. Like,
James Bond would make time.
James Bond, I swear to God, he'd make time for all the ladies he's got going on.
He'd be messaging them all back.
He would. Or he'd employ an assistant to do so. Yeah. Like, he doesn't mess around. So, yeah, I don't think, yeah, as you say, there is never a good reason why they're not messaging. And if you have a problem with it as well, like, it is something that you either decide to tackle head on and mention and maybe raise and say, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that we're not talking as much, or I don't understand why this has happened. Or it's something that you literally think, well, fuck that, and just, like, leave it.
Yeah. I would say, like, there's no harm in broaching the subject because obviously, you would, like, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would maybe like somebody to tell you first before deciding just to, you know, get rid of you or whatever. Just mention to them. There's no harm in doing that. And if things don't change, just be like, you know what? I can tell you're not bothered anymore. So I'm just going to remove myself from the situation.
Remove yourself.
Quite frankly, it's a farce.
Remove yourself from that farce.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I'd just, like, cut them out straight away. I wouldn't even tell them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, that's the end of that. Bye. But you have to choose, like, what you feel most comfortable with. And with friends, if it might be a friend who's maybe not messaging as much, I think that's kind of, like, just some sort of weird mutual understanding with friends where you're kind of just in the right vibe with each other and you kind of know what to expect from them.
Friends, like, I'm very forgiving with, because I know it takes me a long time to message back sometimes, because sometimes you just don't have the headspace or the energy. Like, if you're having a catch up as well over messages and the big long ones, that kind of thing, I feel like you need to build yourself up to it.
But I always just give like a quick apology if it's been like a while since I messaged back or was able to reply. I'll just be like, sorry, like, work really got on top of us, or I haven't been in the right frame of mind to look at all my messages. And friends are like chill.
Yeah, totally.
Friends kind of have that like understanding of your boundaries and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's a big deal if it's friends, but I feel like this might not be a friend.
I don't think this is a friend.
And I don't think it should be a relationship either. I think you should sack him off.
I think you should sack him or her.
I'm assuming it's a man.
Off. Just get rid. Like, it's not worth it. But no, like, I don't think it could just be a man. It could be a girl as well, you know.
I know, it could be.
It could be anyone. Anyone in this life. You can't trust anyone.
No, literally. Everybody is a snake.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad
don't
news.
Don't trust any of them.
I feel like that's quite a sad podcast, really.
I know.
For us this week. But you know what? Sometimes you have to be brutal. So I hope it's helped. And we'll see you next week for the next episode. Bye.
Bye.